As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for another Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Wednesday, February the 16th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news. Lots of that today. Hard facts, certainly. And from time to time, we even advance workable solutions. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone. But you are certainly in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening to any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647. Once again, a big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro, 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, Real Liberty Media, Channel 16, TalkStream Live, Liberty Radio, streaming live over Facebook. Yeah, it's getting out there. Thank you all for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. All that contact information can be found on our webpage, becomevocallocal.com. This morning, precious metals higher and steady, crude oil up, and the U.S. dollar down. Seems to be a repeating phenomena. The federal budget profiteers getting a reality check on runaway spending. We'll discuss that briefly as well. Of course, we'll go back in and continue to look into this Deutsche Börse AG merger, bringing out the Papal Knights and the Royal Orders. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into our market report for this morning. Again, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, but an hour ago, found gold trading down $1.10 off its rather rosy high yesterday at $1,372.20 a troy ounce. Silver this morning off 12 cents at $30.66 an ounce. Platinum off $5 at $1,826, and palladium strong and moving higher, up $3 at $838 an ounce. Keep your eyes on those white metals. They're doing exceptionally well. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,369.70 for a low and $1,379 even for a high. So we've got a $10 spread shaping up. Things are pretty stable, pretty steady, building a little bit of support at above this $1,370 level. But at $1,372 again, at $1,372.20, your gold is up year to year, $272.70 for a 24.80% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning had to set the price at $1,374.50, and it's going to trade probably up in that area, but we'll have to see where it goes throughout the day. SPDR Gold Shares is in the news. They're hitting a new low for about 9 months, but they dropped 1.52 metric tons out of their electronic treasure chest overnight. They claim to be holding 1,224.01 metric tons, valued at $54 billion at these bullion prices. We'll be right back.
U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, February the 16th, 2011, to our broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Again, my name is William Roberts. Back into our news box here. Let's get our active trading behind us for this morning, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. About an hour ago, found gold again trading off $1.10 at $13.72.20. Silver off 12 cents at $30.66 an ounce. Platinum off $5 at $18.26. Palladium up $3 at $838 an ounce. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed down 42. They didn't like this merger with the Boris going on. But anyway, it impacted the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P. The Dow closing down 42, yet still above 12,000 at 12,227. Where's that 6,500 Dow that some were forecasting? The NASDAQ closed down 13 at 2804, and the S&P 500 off 4 and closing at 1328. This morning, crude oil moves up 32 cents a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. This morning, trading at $84.64, 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. U.S. dollar index this morning off 3 basis points at 78.58. Of course, that impacts the foreign exchange rates where we find this morning the Canadian loonie moving up. You know, we got our little North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement. And I got the firmly entrenched perimeter zone around it. We've got our foreign trade zones working throughout us. You know, it's, by God, welcome to the New World Order. Anyway, the Canadian loony this morning, the loony, yeah, they're loony all right sometimes, up 33 basis points at a buck and a penny, still above parity with the U.S. dollar. The Mexican peso up 36 basis points, yet still at 8 cents a pop. The euro off 20 basis points at $1.35. The British pound down 71 basis points at $1.60. And the Swiss franc off 59 basis points at $1.03. The bond market this morning, the bonded indebtedness, the U.S. Treasury, is yielding 0.84%. Still a very high yield on that 2-year. The 10-year high as well at 3.63, and the 30 at 4.68. It's the interest rate we pay for our debt, right? We know who you're paying it to. The mortgage rates this morning, a continuing drive upwards in the mortgage prices. The 15-year fixed rate mortgage rate moves up from 4.02% to 4.27, making it even more difficult to get those desirable 15-year fixed rate mortgages. The 30-year moves up from 4.74 to 4.98, and the prime rate stands at 3.25%. Your gold to silver ratio, 44.76 ounces of silver will buy you 1 ounce of gold. In the Econoday website this morning, we see the February 16th market focus comes out early this morning. Mortgage bankers purchase apps. We'll go there in a moment. Housing starts, producer price index, and the industrial production. However, yesterday a couple of pieces came out, and we'll go there now. After the broadcast was closed, we got this report. Let's see what we've got here. Business inventories. The nation's inventory build. All right, you understand that? The nation's inventory build. We're stacking up more and more boxes in the warehouses just waiting for someone to come and buy them. The nation's inventory build continued at a steady rate in December, so people are making things. They ain't just selling it. With business inventories up 0.8% for a year-on-year build of 8.0%. So they built up a 10% reserve on hand. That's stockpilings. The stock-to-sales ratio is unchanged at 1.25%. Today's report includes new data on the retail sector, where inventories rose 0.4%. You know, on this instantaneous delivery marketplace that we have today, that's pretty slight as far as business inventories in the retail sector are concerned. A reading held back by a draw at auto dealers who enjoy strong sales in December as they did in January. Excluding the auto dealers, retail inventories rose 0.7% in December, just a little bit behind builds of 1% at wholesalers and 1.1% at the manufacturers. This year's outlook for solid economic growth points to further inventory building ahead in what hopefully will be a key plus for future employment growth. So they continue to build and, you know, make, but they're going to have buyers in the market. You know, the seller can have all the product they want ready to go on the shelves, but if they don't have any buyers, it doesn't avail them much. This is the housing market index, again, off of Econoday. You can go there right now yourself. Go to Econoday.com. Check these out for yourself. The housing market index is unchanged in February at a fourth straight and still depressed reading of 16. Now, they just come up with this index. It's a number. Doesn't mean much, but what it does tell us is that for the fourth straight month, it's still a depressed reading. Okay, and details do show a pickup in current sales through traffic, though traffic remains very depressed at only 12. Again, it's just a number, you know, on a chart. The National Association of Home Builders reports pockets of optimism. I'm just going to take a break right there and say it this way. Must have been at least 2 years ago. I asked a very notable individual in the economic area if he thought that it might be that we would see pockets, limited pockets of prosperity here, there, and everywhere all around the globe as we go further and further into this economic upheaval, whether it's a recession, a depression, a hyperinflation, or whatever you want to call it. Will there be pockets of prosperity? He didn't seem to think so. I still think so, and this is building that as well. So again, the National Association of Home Builders reports pockets of optimism. There are some places that will prosper, and there are some places that just simply won't, like Chicago and other places anyway. So we'll just have to keep an eye on that. Hopefully you're in one of those pockets of optimism. Home builders also say that competition from foreclosed properties is tough. You're just not going to get away from that. If you happen to be a builder, you know that you've got this elephant that's out there. And it's all the white elephants, and it's all these foreclosed properties, bunches of them out there. You don't need to build new houses if you got houses standing empty and getting bulldozed in Detroit. Home builders also say that competition from foreclosed properties is tough, New home sales data for January will be posted next week. All right, so that's that one. Jump to the next one, the Mortgage Bankers Association purchase app. So on the one hand, you've got the home builders. On the other hand, you've got the foreclosed properties and the distressed properties. And then that reflects the number of people that line up to make an application at a mortgage bank someplace for a mortgage. Rising rates up nearly one full percentage point from October are drying up refinancing demand and are cutting into already weak demands for home purchases, just what you need when you're trying to get out and buy a house, you know, to see the interest rates going up and up. But of course, these interest rates are so preciously low. One would hardly say that that should be a holdback, you know, at 4% on a real estate mortgage. You get a real estate mortgage like that, bub, sign up. Anyway, the refinancing index fell 11.4% in February to the lowest level in more than 2.5 years. The purchase index fell 5.9%. The average rate for 30-year mortgages was little changed at 5.12%, and housing starts for January will be posted today, and if we just gave you some of that, let's give you this one, housing starts. Housing construction was mixed in January and remained at a very soft level. Okay, you got that? In other words, you know, the job box is closed. Everybody's drinking coffee and sitting by the wood stove. They ain't out there building houses yet. Starts advanced while permits fell back. Starts advanced while the permits fell back. We'll talk about that right after this.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th, so don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So once again, I'm back into our economic calendar. We're here right off the EconoDay website, EconoDay.com. Now, housing starts, looking at the report this morning. January annualized pace of 0.596 million units beats analyst forecast for 0.54 million. So they're up just a little bit. And is down 2.6% on a year-ago basis. January's pace is the highest since 0.601 million seen in September of 2010. So things are looking pretty good coming out of the end of the new year. The latest gain was led by a monthly 77.7% surge in multifamily starts, all right, following a 10.8% rise the month before. What's this idea about, you know, the surge in multifamily? These are rental units, all right, folks? These are rental units. These are the people that have been foreclosed out of their houses. These are the people that are downsizing out of their homes and looking for an apartment. These are the people, the baby boomers, that have sold their homes, you know, okay, maybe getting the most they can possibly get out of it in this depressed market, and they're looking for an apartment, or maybe granny's moving out of her house and into an apartment. So multifamily's picking up. And that's good for the global east. That's good for smart growth. That's good for sustainable development, because they can put more people in these stack 'em and pack 'em places, and they don't have to worry about the crumbling infrastructure, right? Everybody's seen Zeitgeist. You just have a robotic vacuum cleaner and a lawnmower, and you don't need anything more than that, right? Anyway, continuing, the single-family component slipped 1% after declining 8.4% in December. So we can see here that we're looking at fewer single-family units being built in this market that's glutted by foreclosures. By region starts, gains in starts were seen in the Northeast, up 41%, in the Midwest up 36.4%, and South up 15.8%. For the West, starts declined 9.7%. So people are not too happy about living in Californication. They're not too happy with Oregon, and they're not too happy in Washington State. They're getting out of the green places and the brown down places, and they're starting to look elsewhere in the country. Housing permits, in contrast, fell 10.4% in January after improving 15.3% in December. Overall, permits came in at an annualized rate of 0.56 million, so on and so forth. They're down 10.7% on a year-ago basis. What's all this about permits? Well, permits are really important, because when starts advance, but while the permits fall back, that means they're building out the properties that they've already got plans approved and the permits are filed. If the permits continue to fall back, it lets you know that the building is going to slack out during the summer. They've got to get those permits approved, and they're not getting them. They're slacking off. Housing permits, again, declining. Data were mixed in January with starts up and permits down, but there are two key issues. First, strength, albeit soft strength, they say here, is in the multifamily component. Home builders are still very cautious about the single-family sector, with inventory overhang still high. Just to give you a clue, we've got this builder that's built three places here in Exeter, right along the main drag. He's got one of them occupied, whether it's his own place or not. He's got another one done that's been for sale for 6 months. He's got another one halfway built that's full of snow. He didn't quite get his roof on time. Anyway, the point being there is that you can build these little houses, and they are. They're little cracker boxes. They're just, you know, like 24 feet square. But, you know, it's not much of a house. He wants almost $100,000 for them. I think he's going to wait a long time. But nevertheless, you can build houses if you can get the loan or if you have the money in your pocket. The key is not inventory buildup. The key is not getting the houses built and keeping people employed. The key is buyers. And if you got no buyers, you got no sellers. That's the way it is. Okay, so let's jump out of that one and go to the next one. You see, the housing starts didn't help us. How about producer price index? Inflation is heating up at the producer level for both headline and core numbers. All right, we've been saying the things that you need at this time, or the prices are going to go up and up and up. The things you don't need, all your wants, their prices are going to go down and down. The demand for them just falls off. The overall PPI inflation rate posted at a still strong 0.8% increase, following December's revised 0.9% boost and 0.7% jump in November. So it's less than 1%. That's what we're talking about here. By components, food prices increased 0.3%, that's what they say, after a 0.8% boost in December. The energy component remained red hot. Yeah, red hot. We got snow on the ground, it's colder than Skidich. Everybody's got the heat turned up all the way. You know, the cost of energy is going to be way up there, and your gasoline is not going to be helping you. Your heating oil is not going to be helping you. And even the guy that delivers your firewood is going to have to charge you a little more because he's having to pay more for gasoline. The usual suspects were not behind the surge in the core rate. Nearly 40% of the January advance can be traced to the index for pharmaceutical preparations, of all things. More drugs in the winter, huh? Higher prices for plastic products also contributed to the rise in the finished core index. Yeah, that's true. All that cheap Chinese plastic crap going up and up. The usual suspects were relatively tame. Passenger car prices dipped, while light trucks rose a moderate, blah, blah, blah. All right? Anybody out there buying automobiles besides the government and the big fleets? I don't think so. Industrial production. Key underlying detail on major components revealed reversed positions in January from December. This time a decline in utilities output masked a moderate, healthy showing in the manufacturing component. A decline in utilities output. What's all that about? Industrial production dipped 0.1%. The latest number fell short of analyst projections, blah, blah, blah. Within manufacturing, output of motor vehicles and parts was up a sizable 3.2%. Again, you can fill up the car lots with cars, folks, but unless you got buyers, you're not going anywhere. Well, here's something else that's going up. Kind of interesting, taxes on natural resources, and these are going to be imposed by, you know, FedGov. This is off the MineWeb website this morning. The usurper's administration calls for a 5% royalty on gross proceeds of mines. I mean, they're turning over every rock looking for money, folks. They're going to shake us all out. They'll steal the pennies off a dead man's eyes. Dorothy Kosich writing this out of Reno, Nevada. Barry, the usurper's fiscal year 2012 proposed budget calls for charging a 5% royalty on the gross proceeds of hard rock minerals mined on public lands, including silver, gold, and copper. A 5% royalty. Where's it going to go? It's going to go to the royals, all right? It's going to support the state, right? It's not going to support anybody else. The president is proposing a number of new royalties and fees on both hard rock and coal mining. Anything and everything to go after the coal miners. Just whack them upside with a stick. You know, they're doing everything they can to support Don Quixote's windmills. More of these solar panels and Tesla's electric car that no one can afford. And Chevy Volt that no one wants to drive. Or is that the Leaf? I don't know. Forgot. The Office of Budget Management said the president's budget provides a better return to taxpayers from the mineral development. Well, I mean, if that was true, that would be great. But that's not really a return to the taxpayers if it gets sucked up into the vortex of FedGov, right? They'll just piss it away like it's no tomorrow. A number of recent studies by the Government Accountability Office and DOI's Inspector General have found that taxpayers could earn a better return through more rigorous oversight and policy changes, such as charging appropriate fees, and reforming how royalties are set. Notice how they look at that. You know, they give you this, that the taxpayers could earn a better return. When was the last time you got a benefit check from the government? And I'm not talking about a benefit check. I'm talking about a benefit check. How about a little bit of return on our investment in this Ponzi scheme? Well, you don't get one. You don't see one either. And besides, you got to be a taxpayer to qualify, right? The president's budget would also establish a new abandoned mine land fee on hard rock mining, so that the hard rock mining industry is held responsible in the same manner as the coal mining industry. Well, we'll cover that right after this.
Edge Talk Radio, online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, so once again, taking a look at this article off of MineWeb in regards to laying some levies and royalties on mining, hard rock mining for sure. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid of Nevada, longtime advocate of Nevada's gold mining industry, said, quote, "I'm willing to consider any proposal for mining reform that protects the mining industry, doesn't kill jobs, and shares revenue with the state. I will carefully study the president's proposal to determine whether it meets these criteria and ensure that one of the pillars of the state's economy can continue to create jobs and strengthen the economy." Well, I'm concerned about that pillar of the state's economy. The state. Among those goals are coordinating the actions of the EPA. In other words, they're in there trying to shore up the EPA as well with this. But one of those goals are coordinating the actions of the EPA, the Department of the Interior, the Army Corps of Engineers to better address impacts of surface coal mining on aquatic resources. Watch as your electricity prices just climb and climb and climb. Let's go over here. Looks like we got some violent protests coming on here from Al Jazeera. Who is that Al anyway? Let's see. We don't want this. There we go. We got the story. Let's see what we've got. This out of the chat room. Protesters have clashed with police and government supporters in the eastern Libyan city of Bengay. Well, I hope it makes them feel better. Demonstrators gathered in the early hours of Wednesday morning in front of police headquarters and chanted slogans against the corrupt rulers of the country, Al Jazeera sources said. Police reportedly fired tear gas and violently dispersed the protesters, arresting 20. Families of those arrested are planning to gather outside the city's security directorate. Security directorate. To demand their release. Libya. Yeah, all right. Meanwhile, protesters have taken to Twitter to spread details on how to bypass internet clampdowns. Seems to be a recurring theme, doesn't it? Here's another one. Let's jump over to this one. Talking about people gathering to protest. Thousands, this is off the Wisconsin State Journal. The Puddle's putting it in the chat room for us by Clay Barber. Thousands gather at the Capitol to protest Walker's budget bill. In one of the largest protests in recent memory, thousands of angry union supporters gathered at the state capitol on Tuesday to oppose a bill by Governor Scott Walker that would greatly weaken organized labor in Wisconsin. You want to get the cheese people upset, I'll tell you, they'll pour right out on the street. More than 12,000 protesters gathered in two separate rallies outside the Capitol, many of them carrying signs and chanting, "Recall Walker or kill this bill." Thousands more, thousands, folks, thousands, they're ticked. Got them shorts in a bunch, baby. They turned off the milking machines and went to the Capitol. That's what everybody needs to do, becoming vocal local. Thousands more crowded inside the rotunda and watched TV monitors broadcasting a public hearing on the governor's proposal. Wow. Television crowded in to watch TV. Capitol Police officers, Department of Natural Resources wardens, UW police, and state troopers provided beefed up security, but the crowd remained peaceful, if loud. Cheers erupted every time someone in the hearing voiced opposition to the governor's bill aimed at erasing a $137 million deficit in the current budget. Unveiled Friday, Walker's plan would remove collective bargaining rights for most of the 175,000 state and local government employees, allowing most workers to negotiate only over salary. Well, that's what happens when you allow the government workers to unionize. Here's another one out of South Dakota, off Mother Jones. South Dakota moves to legalize killing abortion providers. Wow. Can we trust this one? South Dakota moves to legalize killing abortion providers? Get out the 30-odd six, baby. You better close your abortion mill. A law under consideration in South Dakota would expand the definition of justifiable homicide to include killings that are intended to prevent harm to a fetus. Wow. I sure hope this is true. It sounds like it. A move that could make it legal to kill doctors who perform abortions. The Republic, right back to public hangings. Wow. The Republican-backed legislation, House Bill 1171. Right? House Bill 1171, South Dakota, has passed out of committee on a 9-3 party line vote and is expected to face a floor vote in the state's GOP-dominated House of Representatives soon. I guess what's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. Touch that infant, and it could be your neck. The bill, sponsored by State Representative Phil Jensen, a committed foe of abortion rights, alters the state's legal definition of justifiable homicide by adding language that stating that a homicide is permissible if committed by a person, quote, while resisting an attempt to harm that person's unborn child or the unborn child of that person's spouse, partner, parent, or child. So, gentlemen, when your girlfriend tells you that she's going to get an abortion and she doesn't care what you think about it, maybe you can intervene by whacking the abortionist. Wow. What a story that is. Interesting, isn't it? Phenomenal. Who would have ever thought it? What an idea. In South Dakota. Coming on us and at us. That's stunning news. That's stunning news. Amazing. Unbelievable. Well, let's go on. Wow. Takes my breath away. Can't even imagine something like that would be possible. Unbelievable. Let's go over here, see what else is on the browser for this morning's news. Wow. I'm still just recoiling under that one. Whack the abortionist. What a novel situation that is. Well, what can I say? When the grass grows tall, farmland boom provides bright spots for U.S. Midwest real estate. Farmland boom provides bright spot for U.S. Midwest real estate. What's all this about? Being written by Brian Lewis for Bloomberg. The bidders drove over snow and ice-covered highways. I did that myself last weekend. For a chance to own one of the most lucrative properties in the U.S. Midwest, 120 acres of farmland in Greene County, Iowa. The winner of last month's auction at St. Joseph Parish Center in Jefferson offered $8,200 an acre for this land, all right? 120 acres, $1.1 million, almost $1 million. For the plot in Scranton Township, that's 44% higher than the $5,701 per acre estimate for average values in the county as of November the 1st, according to Iowa State University data. Now, for those of you out there thinking, wow, $5,701 and I could buy myself an acre of ground, there's ground and there's ground. Obviously, this would be arable, quality, largely irrigated crop ground, farmland, as opposed to what we have a lot of here in Missouri, which is rocks, scrub oak, etc. All right. Around here, not altogether too many years back, well, I guess it's been about three decades, you could buy an acre of ground here in the Ozark Hollers for about $500, and that was kind of on the high side. Today, they want over $1,200 or so, somewhere in there, for the same kind of ground. I think it's overpriced, personally, because you've always got to balance out the cost of the land against the value, what you're going to, the yield of the land. And if the land won't yield enough to, you know, justify the high price, you can't afford to pay it. But that's not what's going on up here, apparently. It's reflective of what we're seeing, Mike Duffy, an Iowa State economist and AIM, said of the auction outcome. There's just not a lot of ground offered for sale. Now, there's some truth to that, but certainly there's no shortage of ground offered for sale here in southwest Missouri. You sick and tired of the city? Maybe you could move down here. You know, there's just page after page after page of properties available around here, all right? It's reflective of what we're seeing. Farmers and investors across the Midwest are bidding up cropland, important now, cropland, not just grassland, not just rocks and trees, but cropland, probably been tilled, cultivated, taken care of for years, maybe even organic ground, like the ones in Jefferson, as commodity prices surge. Now, what's driving it up? The commodity prices. You continue to see more and more of a yield on soybeans and corn, you're likely to see a greater and greater value expressed in real estate, farmland. Farmland values in the central U.S. increased the most in at least 2 years in the fourth quarter, the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City said. The gains are a bright spot in a region where manufacturing job losses have driven down the prices of homes and commercial property. Talk more about that right after this.
U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so, just back into it a little bit further here in regards to this article, and looking at the you know, the high price of good quality ground in America, you know, they drive these the ground prices up, and you know, don't be surprised if somebody starts using these EB-5 visas and you wind up with an Asian neighbor. You know, when you give the somebody an opportunity to have a 100-acre piece or a 500-acre piece or even a 5-acre parcel who's not used to having any ownership interest in lands, they'll jump at it, snap it right up. And we see a lot of people move from the cities, from the urban areas out into the country, and they're willing to pick up this land too, largely because, you know, they're not following through the idea, you know. And they try and bring the city with them into the country, and it never works. It always runs into an impasse someplace. But your return on your investment just doesn't seem to be part of the discussion these days when you're either, you know, looking at buying a piece of property or even when you're selling it. You know, how well did this farm do for you? You got 500 acres here. You know, what was your yield last year? How much hay did you take off of it? You know, how many head of cattle will it support? And so on and so forth, you know. So there's a lot to that. Another consideration in this is, you know, have you run GMO products here? You know, have you got your Roundup, is this Roundup ready soil? And what have you been doing chemically to this ground? That sort of thing. But of all in all, who really wins? Who really wins when you have something, you know, at $8,200 an acre? Who really wins? Your county tax assessor wins. Your school districts win. Your fire districts win. Your water districts win. Your universities, your land-grant colleges, your community colleges, they all win. Why? Well, because they tax you on it, all right? Every time you buy a piece of property, you set this new value. It's a new milepost. You hold on to a piece of property and you've had it for, you know, generations, it's anybody's guess what the land is worth, and so it's valued very lowly by the assessor's office. But you get into something like this and you have an $8,200 an acre sale, and $1 million price tag, the assessor can feel quite confident that they can turn right around and assess you on it for $1 million. Now, you add in the, you know, if you're buying this with cash, that's one thing. If you're buying this on a loan, that's an entirely different story. Even at 4.98% on a 30-year mortgage on this farm, if you could get it. Usually you can get that kind of mortgage on a house, but not on the whole show. You're going to have to buy the land, build a house, that sort of stuff. Anyway, so you're looking at major expenses here for everybody, and it's hard for me to see that the price of land going up, even if cotton does go up, even if, you know, soybeans do go up, even if corn goes up, even if beef is going up, you got to have a ride off to have a ride on. And so it's just a question as to whether or not it's a good thing to see the prices of farmland going up. In the next 2 years, back to the article, I don't see a lot right now to indicate that it's going to take a nosedive, said Duffy, who conducts the annual Iowa Land Survey. What people have to remember is farmland is primarily bought by farmers, and they buy it for the long term. They're not always out there selling, but, you know, we are coming to the end of the baby boomers' age. And we're also, all of our parents, the baby boomers' parents, are croaking left and right. I mean, the obituary page is just larded with it, you know. A whole generation passing away, and the young people have their professional careers in the city and may or may not want the farm. So they're just as willing, you know, willing to see the farm go to somebody else, go down the road. Demand for corn. Corn futures rose 52% last year on the Chicago Board of Trade, the most since 2006. Global demand grew as inventories fell, and warm, dry weather threatened output in Brazil, Argentina, blah, blah, blah. All right. Bullish farmers. I'm bullish because I'm a farmer, a man said. I'd buy another farm or two tomorrow if I could buy it right. In other words, if he could get a deal. If he has to pay $8,400 an acre, that's not a good deal. Unless you think you can make more than that. Net farm income may increase by 20% to $94.7 billion in 2011. Yeah, your net farm increase may go up, all right, 20%, but so is inflation. So you're at a net loss, or going breaking even. For investors in Corn Belt farmland, the return on land, which includes appreciation and income from renting it to farmers, welcome to the new feudalism, was 14% in 2010. All right, better keep that inflation rate under there, or you're losing, you're going backwards. The agricultural economy is doing so well that farmers making good profits have no incentive to sell their land, said Jim McCandless. We can say the same about gold and silver and platinum, palladium and rhodium. Why sell? It's still going up, right? Prices continue to increase due in part to a limited supply, said Randall Pope. This is important. There are a number of people who would like to buy these days, but there isn't a lot of product on the market. Again, it's not for a shortage of land. There's lots of land. But then there's land, and then there's land. And you got to have some clue as to what you're standing on when you go there. So be real careful if you're moving out of the city and you want to move into the Midwest, you want to get yourself a little bit of farm. Anybody ever said a cow give milk, never milk one, all right? A lot more to it than that. The usurper stresses a need to curb Medicare, Medicaid costs while skirting the details. That's pretty typical. Heidi Prisvila, writing this for Bloomberg, Barry the usurper said the rising cost of Medicare and Medicaid is creating huge problems for the nation's finances that must be dealt with in a serious way. What a Ponzi scheme. The whole damn thing is rigged, okay? Should never have had to get involved with Social Security in the first place. Getting involved with the income tax, the IRS, never should have happened in the first place. Unemployment insurance, I don't think it ever should have happened in the first place. If people would learn from the earliest ages that they need to save for their own retirement and take care of their own future, they would be able to make so much more, you know, in the long term. If you were to set aside the amount of money that's stolen from you every single year by FedGov in all the various and sundry hidden taxes, and you just set that aside for your own retirement at a compound interest rate someplace, you'd not only have all of the money that you need when you get older, but when you die, you'd still have all of your principal because you've been living off the interest if you were carefully invested. But they change the rules so often that it's not possible. It throws everybody back into these social safety nets, and then you just sit there like a bunch of fish getting pulled up on deck. That puts the onus on the Republicans who won control of the House on a pledge to curb the deficit, to share the risk of proposing unpopular benefit cuts and tax increases to curb entitlement spending. Well, this article continues and continues, but never once do they talk about shutting down the military expenditures. All right? And that's something that needs to be part of the discussion, no doubt about it. Now, here's a little bit on that. House considers hundreds of amendments to the budget cutting plan. Brian Fehler writing this for Bloomberg. The U.S. House will likely vote today on a bid to kill a backup engine program for the F-35. We hear this F-35 engine story every single day. There's almost always a sidebar on Bloomberg's website pointing up the need for this F-35 Joint Strike Fighter. All right, something that can't fly or doesn't fly, or the engines are no damn good, right? And they just want billions and billions. Continuing, lawmakers taking advantage of House Speaker John Boehner's promise to allow a free-flowing debate offered more than 400 amendments to the proposed budget measure. The amendments include spending cuts for foreign aid, farm subsidies, environmental protection agencies. Another would bar the Pentagon from sponsoring NASCAR races. I mean, to tell you, folks, there is so much graft, there is so much greed, there is so much corruption from the top to the bottom that if we started Operation Clean Sweep today, I forecast it would take 12 years. It would take 12 years just to sweep our way down from the executive office all the way down to your county government and clean this crap out. But it would take a major readjustment of we, the people, in our own mental thinking to get off the Uncle Sucks teat and start thinking about something other than, you know, like equal justice as opposed to social justice. And to break this communitarian mindset that is strangling us to death. Right? Boehner backs the program being developed by General Electric and Rolls-Royce Group in part because it employs people in his home state. Yeah, they're still talking about that stupid jet engine. All right? And it's special interest lobbying. Yeah, these guys work. It keeps people employed. But what's the price? What's the overall price to people when you have to deal with that multi-billion dollar engine program, which is criticized over and over and over again as being an extravagance we can't afford, pure and simple? Those words spoken by Representative Lynn Westmoreland, a Georgia Republican. At a time when our country is drowning in more than $14 trillion in debt, every penny we can save the American people counts, he said in a statement. Let's see if his actions back up his words. Veto threat? The usurper's budget office threatened to veto should the Republican plan arrive at his desk, saying in a statement it would sharply undermine core government functions and investments key to economic growth and job creation and would harm national defense. Well, there you go. We'll be back. Hour number two, straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th, so don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, February the 16th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Now into the second hour of today's broadcast. In the first hour, just a little bit of a handbag of news off the Bloomberg website, EconoDay, MindWeb, and elsewhere. Lots of stuff going on out there, including Wisconsin seems to have a little bit of intelligence going on, and there's South Dakota. It's just unbelievable legislation coming down up there. Would it be right for you to have the would it be correct action to take against an abortion doctor to just go ahead and blow his head off? Well, think about it. They'll yank the baby's head off. Maybe he needs to lose his head. Maybe fewer people would get in line for that butchery. Anyway, how many millions and millions and millions of brilliant young people have we thrown into the toilet in this country? Sad. It's really sad. But this article is, again, off of Bloomberg. I know that there are a lot of people out there that have a contrary view to that, but that's my opinion, and I'm entitled to it. U.S. mortgage rates demand falls to two-year low as refinancing drops. Okay, mortgage demand. This is important, all right? Again, number of applications for U.S. mortgages. Remember, we know the source, all right? We go to EconoDay. We see it every morning. Then when you go back to the news, then when you listen to the news, then when you listen to the forecasters and the prognosticators, you know where they're getting most of their information, all right? So all this author, Bob Willis, and he's a good writer, like his articles, all he's really doing is taking information he's found, he's adding it to other stuff, he's calling in a couple of experts, say, and he's building an article for pay. And we talked about that. We know what journalism is. Maybe if we have time, we'll go to there, although I do have something more interesting I want to go to next. Again, the number of applications for U.S. mortgages fell last week to the lowest level in more than 2 years as higher borrowing costs depressed refinancing. Well, it's not just higher borrowing costs. I mean, when you've got interest rates down in the 4 and 5% rate, that's not a high borrowing cost. The problem is that we have too many houses that have been foreclosed. A lot of people standing around, they no longer have their equity. Folks, you get foreclosed out of your house, you've just lost all the equity buildup that you've ever had. You're standing there with empty pockets and no job, no way to put a down payment on a house, no way to qualify for a loan. Of course we're going to see a continuing, you know, decline in the number of mortgage applications, as if our whole world turned on these mortgages and loaning and borrowing money from banks, for goodness sakes. Anyway, rising interest rates, they say, may dampen the housing market. Well, there's a lot more to that. These interest rates, again, they're so low. But here's another twist. Matthew Carr, writing for Bloomberg, protecting wildlife habitats may produce new offset market, investor says. All right, farmers, be careful now. Builders, developers, Environmental Protection Agency, and all the bugs and bunny groups are just about to change the world one more time. Protecting plants, animals, and habitat could generate offset credits and a market that is bigger than the United Nations emissions trading, according to Climate Change Capital. Climate Change Capital. All right, what's all this about? When you go to buy, you know, when you go to do a building permit, when you decide you buy a piece of ground, you buy one of these, you know, $8,000 an acre pieces, and you decide instead of going out there and raising soybeans, what we want to do instead is raise rafters. We're going to put up houses, all right? And you go and you get together with a land surveyor, and you survey the place, and you get an engineer and an architect and a land surveyor, and they all sit down, they put their heads together, and they come up with a development plan for the ground. And then after you've got all your drawings drawn up and you've gone through and checked all of the codes and dotted your I's and crossed your T's, then you take it into the county and you make an application, all right, for subdivision. You've got this great plan. And that's when the raping begins. one of the reasons why you have to spend $500,000 for a house that you could have built in the 50s for $100,000 is because of all of the fees and all of the handouts and all the glad-handers that stand between where we are today and where we need to be in the future. Right back.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution.
Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we're back. Let's jump out to Montana and get a little bit of wisdom from our good friend Dave. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing all right.
That article struck a chord with me, the one from South Dakota.
Isn't that something?
I have a 27-year-old daughter. I'll tell you what went on. I was living with this lady. We were madly in love for like 3 years. I come home from work one day. She goes, "You effed my life up." I go, "What did I do?" She goes, "I'm pregnant." I said, "Good, we'll get married. Have a baby. We love each other." She goes, "No, I got plans. I'm going back to school. I'm going to get an abortion." I said, "No, you ain't." I said, "That's my baby." I said, "We made that baby in love." I said, "You ain't going to kill our baby." She goes, "I could do it. I could do blah, 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 blah." Big fight. I leave the house. I know a common friend let me know where the abortion was going to take place, where it was, everything, the time. So I showed up to the abortion place. I walk in. I tell the doctor, I say, "There ain't no abortion going to go on over here." I said, "We'll be on the national news if you do that abortion." So then the nurse leaves the room. I know she went to call the cops. I'm a nice guy. I didn't do really nothing. I waited for the cops. The cops come. We played football inside the doctor's room. They finally got me in jail for 2 months. She's gone. I thought she had the abortion. 17 years later, I get a phone call playing with my son on the floor. It's the girl, she's crying, the mother, she's crying, tells me that, do you want to meet your daughter? I had the baby, Bubba. So all I yelled to my son, you got a sister, you got a sister. And I have this wonderful, beautiful daughter that graduated college now, went to Korea, taught little Korean kids English for 2 years, came back, doing really well. And I say, it's something has to be done. If we live in an equal world, man, and two people are living together and they got a baby, I think the man should have the right to say if he has to pay and all that stuff. So we got, I don't know, it has to be readdressed, but I don't want people killing each other, you know, over it. But I just want to say it struck that has to be addressed, and I salute South Dakota for addressing it at least. You know?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, I just, you know, I understand exactly what you're saying, and you know, just really, it breaks me up, and I really thank you for calling and sharing that with the audience, because that too needs to be said. There's two sides to this issue, you know. There's a moral issue that's involved in this as well.
Right. Choices
do have consequences, and when
we're not allowed, as a man, we're not allowed to throw the woman down and put a baby in her, raping her, right? That we're not allowed to do that. And I can't see if a woman doesn't have a right to reach in and kill a life. It's like, I don't know, like a backhoe coming right through the wall of a bedroom and ripping the kid out of the bed.
It's a breakdown in our entire thought process. I posted a note in the chat earlier, you know, that it's high time that we, the men, learn to keep our pants up. If we turn away,
right.
we were given this idea that sex should be a recreation. You know, it's recreational sex, it's athletic sex.
What I think would help out a lot?
What?
Our school system. By the time you're 16, I think you should witness and be part of a birth.
Well,
and the delivery.
Absolutely.
By the time you're 16.
Absolutely, Dave. You know, how many people today, you know, have ever been in a birthing room? How many people?
They'll die and never seen a birth.
Yeah.
If you witnessed a birth, you would respect women more. You would respect sex more. You would respect other people more. I mean, it would change your life. That's why they stole birth from us. That's why they steal death from us. You should be able to, you know, take care of your own dead ones. And then we'll live better. You should be able to bring your own ones in your own loved ones into the world with help from technology in your own home. But no, if you do it, I had a home birth with my son.
Oh yeah,
and I had I paid a midwife.
Yes.
So at the moment of crowning, my son was crowning in my home and everything.
Yes.
My midwife says her blood pressure is over my limit. I got to bring her to the hospital by law. I said, okay, let's go. We get to the hospital. Big deal. They were mad at me because I was having a home birth.
Uh-huh.
And charged me like $1,000 for gauze. They charged me $1,000 for 2 drug tests on the baby and on my wife. They charged me $1,000 for an emergency birth or something. My bill was like $11,000. They were punishing me because I had a home birth.
Absolutely.
I never paid a dime on it, and they never came after me because they know they were ripping me off.
Absolutely. And this is so very important, you know, because they don't want a midwifery. They don't want to have people have the idea that, you know, this, even when a woman goes in maybe for her first or even other children, you know, they put up all kinds of screens and panels and things between the mother and what's going on down between her legs. She doesn't even see it sometimes, you know. Some of them want to, you know, be knocked out and all that, you know. So it's an incredible experience, and I've seen 2 babes come into this world, and it changes your whole relationship with a sexual act, if you will,
with the world. with the world, man, and, with and other the, people. And because you know their mother went through that delivering them and that they're going to, you know, it just, but that's if you got a soul, man. They're stealing our soul away. And the way they do it is by stealing birth, stealing death, and stealing our kids, putting them in preschool stuff and all this stuff so they could go chase the money. And, you know, as humans, we're taking a wrong turn, man. I think, like, we're failing the test, man. Heavy duty
failing on the test. And it really does. It starts at the very youngest time. You know, if little ones grew up in their house and they saw their little brother born and their little sister born.
That's right.
They would have a whole different understanding, and they wouldn't need to have all of this, you know, how to put a condom on a banana nonsense and how to masturbate in a circle in a classroom when they're just grade schoolers. All that kind of
And as humans and intelligent people with technology, it is possible to have your baby at home, you know, and it would be a lot cheaper, and you could have professionals there, which, you know, it could be a whole...
Well, midwifery, you know, the La Paz method and all that sort of, this sort of thing, you know, is something that it works, and the complications in birth, you know, are so much fewer than the, you know, easy successes are, that it's just unbelievable. I mean, what the hell? We wouldn't even be on this planet if you needed a doctor to be, you know, to come into this world.
That's right.
Women have been having babies, you know, for a long time. Yes, women have had complications.
It's the insurance scam. The insurance companies are in behind it, and then you follow the money. Then it's the banks, and it's the oil money with the banks.
Thank you. You got it exactly right. Go back and look at the beginning of the creation of the American Bankers Association, followed almost immediately by the American Bar Association, followed almost immediately by the American Medical Association. It's a rigged game all the way from the beginning. You know, their life doesn't have to be as complicated as they've made it. It doesn't have to be as painful. You know, it needs to be more real. But boy, thanks so much for sharing.
They want to spend the money. They want to spend the money on the military. When if they spent the money on the military on the people, man, we'd have the world of peace.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the call. Gotta go to the break. Thanks.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moroni's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
Yeah, just a real moving, kind of a call from Dave. I really appreciate him for calling and sharing that information with us and his feelings on that subject. And you know, we really do need to understand that it's going to be up to us, you know, folks. You can keep pointing fingers and pointing fingers and pointing fingers, but eventually you're going to have to go look in the mirror and see what part you've played in all of this, you know. If we're going to have a, if we're going to live in peace, well, the way I like to say it, I got it from Andrew J. Galambos, you know. What is property? It's a man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life. What do we mean by that? Non-procreative derivatives of his life. That means your children are not your property. It's not your decision whether this piece of property goes in the garbage can or not, you know? And then what is freedom? 100% control of your property 100% of the time. That little one has property too. Title rights and interest in their life and their life experience. They have 100%. They should have 100% control of that. Now, they're defenseless. They're counting on the integrity of the parents to bring them into this world and get them up to the point where they've actually attained their majority, if you will, where they attain their status as a member, an adult member of the community. I hate that word, but nevertheless, you know, it's up to us. We can track to right back to ourselves throughout all of our lives. About 99.9% of all the maladies that we face intergenerationally. We didn't get here overnight. We're not going to get out of this fix overnight. But we really do need to change. We need to change the course. There's a revolution in the air. I encourage you to be part of it. It's time to move away from some of the claptrap that we've grown up with and start getting back to some of the basics, some of the core. I like to think of it the natural law. All men are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain unalienable, unalienable, inseparable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's a lot of happiness in a love relationship. There can be a lot of happiness in a dating relationship. But we need to remember that when we go into that, we are responsible for what we do. And for the things that we do, we are held accountable. And you might not, you know, you might not agree with me, but as I've stated in the past, if there is such a thing, such a concept as hell, I'm firm in the conviction that hell exists between our ears. We were endowed with our by our Creator with a memory that just never really seems to fail. And we can remember every one of those trespasses against others in our lives. And they take you take them all the way with you to the grave. You carry them in throughout your entire life. And if you can get to the end of the line blameless, you're truly a saint among people. Few ever get there. As they say, you know, the person without sin casts the first stone. If you're living in a glass house, be careful. But there's changes. There's things that we can be doing. You know, how few people. I go to these school board meetings and I'm the only one there and I don't even have a young person in school. I don't have a son or a daughter enrolled in their school. I'm the only person from the community that's come. Nobody cares. Nobody gives a crap about their children. I have to underwrite it with my tax dollars. But the parents don't seem to care what the curriculum looks like. They don't seem to care what they spend the money on. You know? It blows my mind. They just park their kids. They don't even take them to school anymore. The little ones hardly even get a chance to walk to school anymore. We used to walk to school all the time, uphill both ways in the snow. But now I guess they just go out front and the bus picks them up. You know, public education. Yahoo. Free and gratuitous. Well, anyway, let's go back to this article. That's just, you know, that's just incredible. See what happens. Follow this story out of South Dakota. And I thank 10K Puddles in the chat room for sharing it with us this morning. Really quite a piece of legislation. Protecting plants, animals, and habitats could generate offset credits and a market that is bigger than the United Nations emissions trading according to climate change capital. So what are they doing here again? They're setting aside. This is this wildlands project. They're setting aside lands, and they're just simply saying you cannot, either, you don't have any title right or interest, you don't have any property rights on that land, whether you own it or whether you don't own it, you're not going to decide what's to be done with it. They'll decide what's going to be done with it, and they'll decide based upon their best practices, all right? And if you set your land aside, if you put one of these wildlife easements on your property, if you allow part of your property to go to waste, and it does, I've seen these things. Time and time and time again in Washington State, when I was doing land development, you'd have to set aside these native growth protection easements. Native growth protection easements, these wildlife corridors and things inside of residential flats. Well, it sounds real dandy fine, doesn't it? But you come back 20 years later and just see what you know, it reminds me of a story. I'm a humor story. Don't tell very many jokes. But there's this man, he's a preacher, he's driving along in the countryside, he's got his window down, it's a beautiful sunny spring day. He's got his window down, his elbows on the windowsill, maybe you've heard the story. And he sees this beautiful farm coming into view up the road. Boy, got all the fence posts, they're out there just painted, all the grounds are just absolutely maintained, the cattle look so healthy and happy, the barns are all tidy and everything's neat and tidy, and the wife's out feeding the chickens in the yard. And the preacher sees a farmer standing by the fence line. And so he slows down, comes up there, and he leans out the window, smiling and beaming at the farmer. Farmer's all beaded up and sweaty. He's replacing a broken fence post, digging it out. And the preacher goes, "You know, farmer, says God sure has blessed you with a mighty beautiful piece of ground." The farmer's standing there, man, the Lord himself. He goes, yep, pastor. He says, "You're absolutely right. God has given me a beautiful piece of ground here." And then he thinks for a second, and he looks the pastor right in the face. He says, "But you should have seen it when God had it all to himself." And that's the way these native growth protection easements turned out. It sounded like a good idea. Leave these, corridors in between the lots and down along the ravines and things like that. Don't go in there. You can't go in there. Even if a branch falls off a tree, you can't pick it up. Nothing. A tree falls over, you got to leave it there. And so what do you see? You got all these beautiful homes, some of them $200,000, $300,000, some of them $1 million homes. And down in behind them, you got this fire hazard. You got all these trees fall down and, broken up and everything down in there. There's no wildlife. There's garbage down in there. There's tires down in there. And there's all this garbage and stuff. People don't take care of it. Why? Because they can't. They were blocked away from it. You get rid of those native growth protection easements and let the people know, that this is their land all the way out to the end of their property line, they'd take care of that place. Maybe they plant more trees. Maybe they put bird feeders down in there. So there's a difference. Choices have consequences, and we need to make the right choices going forward. And this isn't one of the right choices. Companies, they say here, or the United Kingdom government is likely to require or encourage property developers, and that's incentives, cash grants and aid, and other companies to mitigate ecological damages from their operations, said Ben Caldicott. Companies could generate credits by funding projects that protect endangered species or ecosystems. Be careful with that endangered species nonsense, all right? Got more bald eagles on this planet nowadays you can shake a stick at, Had very little to do with DDT. The endangered species there were the people that lived in swampland where flies and mosquitoes existed. Now they're just all sick. Virtually all economic activity has a direct or an indirect impact on biodiversity that is not currently priced. They're going to put a price on it. They're going to pave over pink paradise, and then you're going to charge you $1.50 to see it. I don't think this is the right direction, but this is they're talking about this is the same way as carbon credits, all right? There's no reason why it should not be much, much bigger than the Clean Development Mechanism, the world's second biggest emissions market after the EU carbon program. Always money. Follow the money. in this new global order. Profit good, loss bad. Profit good, loss bad. If it brings a profit, it's a good. If there's a loss, that's bad. What a mixed up, crazy world we live in. Be right back.
To the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers! From LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty Stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And back once again, you know, I've got several other things I want to switch over to here, but just closing out on this article, you know, as a center of global finance and trade, the United Kingdom can play a pivotal role in creating market rules that are workable and possess robust environmental integrity, climate change capital said. Getting it right in the UK could then hopefully transform the way we value nature and finance its protection globally. Beautiful words, right? Beautiful words, right? Too bad their words just, you know, their actions never seem to support their words. That's my gripe, all right? I've been studying the Sustainable Development Agenda for a long time. You go all the way back to maybe 300 companies, bring it forward. You know, there's lots going on. In fact, let's do that a little bit further. I mentioned in the opening that I wanted to cover more about this Deutsche Börse celebrating its anniversary. Went through a little bit of a chronology yesterday. Kind of gotten a little long-winded today, took up more time than I wanted to. But if you go in and you take a look at the Deutsche Börse itself, the website, you'll find in there a very interesting company that's included in them, and that is known as Clearstream. I don't know if any of you have ever looked into what is Clearstream or not, but it's a rather sordid mess, all right? So the New York Stock Exchange, Euronext, is merging with this company that's got Clearstream inside it. This off the Wikipedia goes this way. Clearstream Banking SA is the custody and settlement division of the Deutsche Börse based in Luxembourg. Now, as we mentioned yesterday, this new trading group is going to have London and Frankfurt and Luxembourg as the three co-heads, and London as the three co-heads. It's London, New York, and Luxembourg as the co-heads of this organization. Anyway, back to this Clearstream, rather interesting. It's part of this Deutsche Börse. It was created in January 2000 through the merger of the CDEL International and the Deutsche Börse Clearing, part of the Deutsche Börse Group, which owns the Frankfurt Stock Exchange, CDEL, established in 1971, specialized in clearance and settlement. And it goes on, lengthy stuff going on here. In revelation by investigative reporter Dennis Robert and ex-Clearstream banker Ernest Bex or Bax, Clearstream was accused of being an international platform for money laundering and tax evasion via an illegal system of secret accounts, the Clearstream affair. Robert has been repeatedly sued by Clearstream under Luxembourg and French laws with various verdicts. In 2004, spring, the second Clearstream affair began, which only attracted significant attention in 2006. Peripheral to the primary Clearstream affair, it accused several French political figures, including Nicolas Sarkozy, industrial leaders, and members of the secret services of maintaining secret accounts at Clearstream, which allegedly were used to transfer kickbacks in a France-Taiwan frigate scandal from September the 21st of 2009 to October the 23rd of 2009. Robert faced trial together with nearly 40 other defendants, including former Prime Minister Dominique de Villepin, retired Secret Service officer Philippe Rondeau, former EADS manager Jean-Louis Grégory, Ahmad Lahoud, and Florian Bourges. You can find it up on the website, the Wikipedia. Clearstream has often been described as a bank for banks, as it practices what is called settlement and custody operations. You read this and you're going to find that you're going to be led into the Vatican Bank. Yeah, that's right. So there's a whole bunch going on here. Let's see if I've got any more on that. Let's jump over here. I've got a whole bunch that I want to share with you on this. Let's see what I've got here. The Institute for the Works of Religion. It's the Vatican Bank. And we talked a lot about the prominence of so many Jews in the media every single day, especially, and we couldn't expect any less when you're working out of the Bloomberg website, which I do every day, keeping my finger on the pulse of New York City. But let's not forget that there is a whole other aspect, and we had months ago Daryl Eberhardt on with us, last year actually, shortly after this broadcast began on Oracle, and we went through the creation, really, some of the history of the creation of Roman Catholicism, the Vatican, all the way up to the Reformation and the Jesuits. Now, I've been in communication with Daryl. He and I don't see quite eye to eye on some things, but he suggested that perhaps I bring on Eric John Phelps to talk about the financial implications involved. So I'm doing a little background study prior to such an interview. In my own, because I don't want to speak from ignorance. But here from the Institute for Works of Religion, you can find this up on Wikipedia as well. The Institute for Works of Religion, the Institutio, well, whatever, commonly known as what? The Vatican Bank, is a privately held institute. So we can see the very similarities that go on all the time. The Federal Reserve banking system, privately owned. Nothing federal about it, as you all know. Okay, it's located inside of Vatican City, run by a professional bank CEO who reports directly to a committee of cardinals and ultimately to the Pope. All right. Since its assets are not considered property of the Holy See, it is not overseen by the Prefecture for the Economic Affairs of the Holy See, and it's listed in the Annuario Pontifico together with foundations such as the John Paul II Foundation, blah, blah, blah. Right? The Institute was involved in a major political and financial scandal in the 1980s concerning the 1982 $3.5 billion collapse of the Banco Ambrosiano, of which it was a major shareholder. The head of the IOR from 1971 to 1989, Archbishop Paul or something, was under under consideration for indictment in 1982 in Italy as an accessory of the bankruptcy. However, he was never brought to trial due to the Italian court's ruling that the priest, being a high-ranking prelate of the Vatican, had diplomatic immunity from prosecution. You ever wonder why Jorge Bush walks the streets of the world, you know, without prosecution? How Bush Sr. walks the streets? How Henry Kissinger flies from place to place to place? We're going to find out a little bit. If we have more time today, we'd do it. We'll find out a little bit more about all of that. But it's going to be curious, because as you go through all of this, we'll make a tie into Clearstream and this Vatican Bank. Now, we are running short on time, so I just want to jump over to this one, which maybe you'll find interesting. These are things that you can go up on the Internet for yourself and find. This is a Wiki Company. Now, that's not Wikipedia. It's wikicompany.org, and you can look into the Knights of Malta in it and find out more about it. But the Knights of Malta is part of a long chain. Now, I gave you this timeline for the development or the emergence of global governance the other day. Started in yesterday into a timeline of this particular Deutsche Börse, all right? And there's a lot involved in all of this. The interlinkages at the top are profound. But this article has quite a lot of information. It talks about the Constantinian Order, the Order of the Golden Fleece, the Order of the Holy Sepulchre, the Pilgrim Society, the Order of the Garter, the Sovereign Military Order of Malta. These are all things that most of you, the listeners, have studied up on your own. It also goes into the Papal Knights Association, the Club of Rome, Bilderberg Group, Rhodes Scholars, Trilateral Commission, etc., Council on Foreign Relations, the Pentagon, and the Committee of 300. And so what this basically does is they have gone through and they've done a considerable amount of research pulling together names and dates. I like names and dates and timelines. That way, if it's not so much that the Internet is perfect in all things, but unless you know what to search for, even a good browser is not going to get you where you need to go. We've really learned a lot about that with Deborah Bouchot, you know, legal research and writing for the Legal Paralegal. All right, you got to know the questions to ask sometimes. Knowing which questions to ask is the fast track to knowledge. So it continues. Here's the intro on the website. This is an incomplete list of the military of Malta related associations. The order consists of several layers of organizational hierarchy, some of which are close to the Vatican and the Jesuits and the black nobility, which we could say of Europe, and others are further away in the hierarchy. Now, if you recall, as we were going through Gustavus Meyer's History of the Great American Fortunes, there came a time there where Gustavus Meyer was forced to admit and to testify there in his writings about the interlinkages that were being formed not only in England but also in Europe, right, by these great American fortunes. And it wasn't so much that, you know, let's say, the first Astor or the Vanderbilt or something like that. A lot of times these guys were, you know, kind of like semi-boot heel up, pulling themselves up by their bootstraps. But what happened was is that multi-generationally, their children, being possessed of fabulous wealth, sought marriage into nobility. And so they would go to Europe and they'd find a castle and they'd marry some count or a duke or something like that, England as well. And so now we start to tie it all together, right? In general, these people are primarily involved in global business operations. It's always follow the money. Always follow the money. But they are also heavily involved in various social, such as spying, information, food, healthcare, etc., and military control programs. They invest and protect in their own assets on the one hand and destroy and steal what they don't yet have. Be right back.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio.
Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And so I have said in the past, you know, we think about it, you know, individual people and stuff like that. But we need to be wise as serpents here in our studies and harmless as doves. Understand that this brass ring of power, you know, from the brass roots to the grassroots, that brass ring of power, it's up there. And anybody that reaches out for this, you know, if you reach your hand out, if you extend your hand out for that brass ring of power, as I've said before, kind of in a Masonic way, don't be surprised if you feel somebody grabbing your wrist and helping to pull that up. Don't be surprised if you feel somebody's palm on your elbow. They'll help you get it. They'll help you put your hand on that brass ring of power. But it's just like a frozen piece of steel in the middle of the winter. You put your hand on that, and your flesh will lock right to it. And if you try and take your hand off that brass ring of power, you know, you'll come away with bloody, you know, leaving the flesh behind, or just dead. You have to be very careful. Choices have consequences. And so in this timeline of global governance, in the very first, at the very top, right up at the top of that timeline that was presented, and I read it on air, it's in the archives, they talk about the Pilgrim Society. So I'm going to share a little bit about the Pilgrim Society. And this website, wikicompany.org/wiki/911:knights_of_Malta, you can type it into your browser for yourself. Okay? I've dropped a link into the chat room. One of the advantages of being in the chat room, lots of good stuff going on in there today. But the Pilgrim Society presidents, all right? Benjamin Strong, 1914 to 1928. George Harrison, not the guitar player, 1928 to 1940. Alan Spruill, 1941 to 1956. Alfred Hayes, Paul Volcker, Anthony Solomon Anthony, Gerald Corrigan, William McDonough, and Timothy Franz Geithner. Born in 1961, been the president of the Pilgrim Society from 2003 up until the time this article was written. Little Timmy. Little Timmy can't get his tie straight. Little Timmy stumbles over his words. Little Timmy, the president of the Pilgrim Society. Here's the story. Timothy F. Geithner became the ninth president and the chief executive officer of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York on November the 17th of 2003. In that capacity, he serves as the vice chairman and a permanent member of the Federal Open Market Committee, that's the FOMC, the group responsible for formulating the nation's monetary policy. Mr. Geithner joined the Department of Treasury in 1988 and worked in three administrations for five secretaries of the Treasury in a variety of positions. He served as Undersecretary of the Treasury for International Affairs from 1999 to 2001, Undersecretaries Robert Rubin and Lawrence Summers. He was director of the Policy Development and Review Department at the International Monetary Fund from 2001 to 2003. Before joining the Treasury, Mr. Geithner worked for Kissinger Associates. Mr. Geithner graduated from Dartmouth College with a bachelor's degree in government and Asian studies in 1983. Asian studies, where's his loyalty lie, and from the John Hopkins University of Advanced International Studies with a master's in international economics and East Asian studies in 1985. He has studied Japanese and Chinese and has lived in East Africa, India, Thailand, China, and Japan. Mr. Geithner serves as the chairman of the G10 Committee on Payment and Settlement of the Bank of International Settlements. He is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations in the Group of 30, a member of the Board of Directors of the Center for Global Development in Washington, D.C., a member of the Board of Trustees of the Rand Corporation, and a trustee of the Economic Club of New York. He and his wife, Carol Sonnenfeld Geithner, have two children. Now, here's a little bit about his wife, Carol Marie Sonnenfeld, and Timothy Franz Geithner, 1983 graduates of Dartmouth College. Now, see, they both went to school together and graduated at the same time, same age, probably very close. All right? Remember, I read you the little bio in regards to Mr. Alan Goolsbee. All right? He has a very similar background in this regard. Back to Geithner, little Timmy here. Carol Marie Sonnenfeld and Timmy Geithner, 1983 graduates of Dartmouth College, married yesterday at his parents' summer home in East Orleans, Massachusetts. The Reverend Thomas Keene, a United Church of Christ minister, officiated Mr. Geithner. See, he wasn't married by a rabbi here, okay? Church of Christ, United Church of Christ member. The United Church of Christ, by the way. Officiated Mrs. Geithner, the daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Albert Sonnenfeld of Princeton, New Jersey, is a research associate for Common Cause. Whoops, hey, wait a minute. Sounds like Common Purpose, doesn't it? Well, it's just the American version. Once a Fabian socialist, always a Fabian socialist, in my opinion. But again, is a research associate for Common Cause, a public affairs lobbying group in Washington. Her father is a professor of French and comparative literature at Princeton University. I wouldn't imagine there's any skull or bones in their closets. Her mother, Portia Sonnenfeld, is a conductor of the Chamber Symphony of Princeton. That's getting up there a bit, isn't it? Mr. Geithner, a son of Mr. and Mrs. Peter F. Geithner of Larchmont, New York, graduated from the International School of Bangkok, interesting, Thailand. His father is the program officer in charge of developing countries for the Ford Foundation. His mother, Deborah Geithner, is a piano teacher. Mary P. Showalter was the maid of honor. Mr. Geithner was the best man for his son. All right, president. Pilgrim Society. Pilgrim Society royal members, Windsor, Queen Elizabeth. Queen Elizabeth, Mary II, Windsor. Seems Geithner travels in some pretty high crowd, doesn't he? The Knights of Malta, more information. Queen of England since 1953. We don't need to go into everything that the Queen of England has. But the Commonwealth of Nations, headed by Queen Elizabeth, is made up of 53 nations spanning the globe, accounting for one-fifth of the landmass of the Earth, and a very high percentage of its strategic resources and population. You know how it works. No one holds a higher title to crown land than the crown. Right? It's not the same as a queen, but it is interesting nonetheless. She commands some of the Maltese crosses in her hierarchy corps, such as the Pilgrim Society. She commands the Pilgrim Society and the Order of the Garter. Remember how this Guelph has control over the United States, which has always been controlled by the Hudson Bay Company, or should we say the Russell Trust. She so-called owns one-sixth of the Earth's land. She's the wealthiest landowner in the entire world, far excelling the Pope, who's third. We're starting to touch on some big things here. And let's not forget the Queen of England, the Order of St. John in the USA, and the so-called Russian Grand Priory in exile now, back in control of good old communist Russia, another creation, an evil experiment, and so on and so forth. Now, you have to read here with carefulness. We have to bring up our antennas of discernment, because not everything that you read on the Internet is absolutely true. But it gives you clues. It gives you links. And I'll tell you what, the Pilgrim Society members just go on and on and on. Charles Francis IV of Adams, okay? Charles Francis Adams IV, U.S. electronics industrialist, served as the first president of Raytheon Company between 1948 and 1960. You know why Raytheon gets so many government contracts? Because the first president here is a descendant of President John Adams. That's right. He's a direct descendant of John Adams, and John Quincy Adams spent several years with his parents in St. Petersburg, Russia. Why, one could ask, all right? Director of Raytheon from 1938 to 1942, U.S. Naval Reserve with active duty, commanding destroyer escorts in the Atlantic and the Pacific theaters, commander-in-chief of the Atlantic Fleet, president of Raytheon. There's no conflict of interest here, is there? Director of First National Bank, retired as a director of Raytheon in 1997, director of the First National Bank of Boston, the Gillette Company, Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Sheridan Corporation, the Bath Iron Works, Associated Industries of Massachusetts, the Boston Chamber of Commerce, the Pan American Works Airways, another Massachusetts Higher Education Assistance Corporation, chairman of the Board of Visitors of Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy of Tufts University, trustee of the Children's Hospital, the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute, the Industrial School for Crippled Children, the Massachusetts Humane Society, the Naval War College Foundation, and more. If you can understand how much power is concentrated in so few hands, then perhaps we can better understand the battle that we face. We have an established two-party political system that was created by these pilgrims and others, And unless we wrest it away from them, we will never have representation, and we will always be serfs on their plantation. Thanks for listening. Be back again tomorrow. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Morona's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle.